And at the funeral, the ladies, in fact, sometimes even after the funeral, the ladies wear black. They're dressed in
mourning. I guess that's what you're getting at.
No, they don't do that much. Mm-hmm. And the minister tells the family, everything will be all right. Just don't, everything will be all right.
Don't worry. Don't worry.
Now, sometimes you get an ache in the joints. It might be,
rheumatism.
And you want to describe that, how painful it is. You'd say something, oh, this is painful. This
it sure hurts.
Let's say, is the
rheumatism pain?
Is would you say it's painful, or the rheumatism is painful?
Yeah, sure is painful.
And sometimes a child used to get choked to death, and they don't do this much anymore on the thing they call dip.
Diphtheria.
And they sometimes used to turn yellow, the skin would turn yellow, the eyeballs. I had this once.
Yellow jaundice?
And sometimes you get a pain in your right side and you have to have an operation because you got a case of
appendicitis.
And sometimes you don't feel too good right here, you lean over the fence and
vomit. We used to say throw up.
Is that more polite?
I don't know.
The old folks used to say that.
And that's kind of a jokey term.
No, they got sick
among that. Yeah, you puke. I don't know whether the that kind of word or not, but they used it.
But they used it in when I was a kid now.
Yeah, I've heard it used.
Is that the first time you heard that?
No, I remember as a child. Used it as kind of a joke term.
But they didn't hear. Not
you're sick here, you're sick.
Sick of your stomach.
What was that?
Sick of your stomach.
Sick of your stomach. And he heard some news, neighbor heard some news, and he came right over to tell. And somebody says, will you be disappointed? And you say, yes,
I am disappointed.
All right, yeah. Will you be disappointed? You say, yes, I
will.
Yes, I will.
And then they say, will you be disappointed? You say, yes, we.
We will.
We will. Okay. Boy keeps showing up at the girl's house. You might suspect that he's
in love.
and doing what? The act of
courting?
And if he doesn't show up anymore, you might suspect that she
cut his candy, huh? Now, let's see. There's other thing. Give him a mitten, they used to say. There were different things for that.
I thought they used to say when he was older.
What?
Give him a mitten.
Okay. And the banging noise they make after the wedding.
The chivalry.
And the man that stands up with the groom at the wedding is called the
best man.
And the ladies that stand up with the bride are called the
bridesmaid.
Ever call them the waiters? I got that in Illinois. I don't know where they use that.
No. Waiters. And waiters?
Mm-hmm. Oh,
that's... attendants, huh?
Yeah.
They'd be... come near being called attendants here. Mm-hmm.